Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Kavod Shemayim Perek Beis, the Tashir number 38. The Chofetz Chaim brings from Rav Huna, who tells us, Kol HaMesaper Loshon Hara, Mesalek HaShchina Mimato Lemailu. Whoever speaks Loshon Hara, he removes the Shechin, he causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence to leave down here, and they go up to Shemayim. There's a Chazal that we've said in the past, from the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his world, says the Tana Develio, from the day Hashem created his world, his Iker Ratzon, his main desire is to dwell down here with us. So now when the person, if he speaks Lashon Hara, he causes the Shechin to go up to Shemayim. In fact, what he is doing, he is causing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do the opposite of the main reasons to why he created the world. This past week's Parsha, Parsha's Bereishis, Hashem creates the world. Now a person who is Mesaper Lashon Hara is Mesalek HaShchino Mimata L'mailo. He causes the Shechina to go from down here to up to Shemayim, the opposite of the reason why Hashem created the world. Of course, we all know the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes, L'chor v'Yushalayim b'mikdash Sheni, the reason why the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was because of the chait of Mesaper Lashon Hara, Sinas Chinam. They spoke Lashon Hara, they had hatred amongst each other. Let's say one more Maimir Chazal, that the Tumah of a Lashon Hara, the Negoyim that come onto the person, is even worse in regards to the level of Tumah from that of a Zav, a Balkari, and a Tami Mace. Ki hu mishtaleh chutz l'shloshe machunis, a person who is Mesap Lashon Hara gets sent out of all three camps. V'chomishe nichnas asoich aloi nitma, whoever enters into this person's tent, a person who is Mesap Lashon Hara, the Tame, because he spoke Lashon Hara, he will become Tami as well. And we don't find as many any other Temeim. So you see over here the severity of speaking Lashon Hara. Mitzvah Hashem will continue tomorrow with Shin 39. About a person who speaks Lashon Hara, how he arouses the din upon himself.